We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What day is it?
Friday.
Today is Friday.
Launch Control, this is Houston. We are go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Try and keep up with the acronym.
TGIF.
Thank God it's Friday.
TGIF. Am I right or what?
Thank God it's Friday.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Roger that.
It's showtime.
Well, it's that day we waited for four whole days. Friday is finally here, everybody.
Woohoo!
I'm excited. Got a lot going on this weekend. Got a lot going on today. Facebook fights coming up just a little bit later on. But right now, it's a world premiere. An Odyssey world premiere. It's Luke Bryan's Waves. We told you about it yesterday. Here it is on The Wolf. It's an Odyssey world premiere. It's Luke Bryan and Waves. Dale O'Brien, Andy Chase, and Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Jay Leno has stand-up clips all over YouTube. Some of them really bring back memories or really hit a chord. Here's a clip.
Dairy Queen has something called the Cheesequake Blizzard. It's a pound of ice cream with chunks of cheesecake in it. We've now reached the point in this country where cheesecake is merely an ingredient. Oh, give me the cheesecake shaker. You don't have enough cheesecake on your ice cream. Oh, and what's this new thing they have in the frozen food section? It's a big red tub of chocolate. It's like 2 pounds of chocolate. It's frozen solid. It's rock hard. You're supposed to take the tub of chocolate home. You peel the plastic off. You stick the whole tub in the microwave. You heat the chocolate up so you can dip your food in it. Was this a problem for people before? Hey, no, these ribs are good. There's just not enough chocolate on them. We have a chain in California called Carl's Jr. I think it's Hardee's in other parts of the country. They have something called the Monster Thick Burger Philadelphia Cheesesteak Sandwich. It's a half a pound hamburger with a Philadelphia cheesesteak sandwich in the same bun. It's 1,280 calories, but served with a Coke, large fries, and a headstone. It comes with a headstone.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 93.1 The Wolf.
Yesterday.
This morning.
Well, evidently Annie's found out that scrubbing toilets does pay off. I'm dying to hear about that. But I do want to tell you, it's sort of a Tales from the Trail thing. I have told you before that when you're on that greenway or whatever trail it is you're walking, and you got your buds in and you're jamming, and you're in your own world. You don't know what's going on, meaning you don't know who's coming up behind you. You don't know what's going on. You don't know there's three dogs coming up behind you.
Oh.
You got to watch. So I came up on the situation. I always watch for this. Ahead of me is a lady with the buds in. Mm-hmm. She's on the phone. She's talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I'm making all kinds of whatever I can do other than screaming. I'm coming up. I didn't do that, but I did make enough noise that she should know I was behind her. I got right up. I walked wide around her, scared the crap out of this lady. She jumped.
That's her fault.
Ah!
Gosh,
was sneaking up on her, and I'm like the whole time I wanted to stop and have a conversation with her and say, you got to pay attention. You almost scared yourself to death.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to say this, but also any kind of person, but especially a female, you got to watch your back in places like that because you could have been someone totally awful coming up behind her, you know?
Well, I was somebody intentions. Totally awful coming up behind her, but it's not. Yeah. I wasn't a threat.
You didn't have bad intentions.
No.
Let's put it that way.
No, I was awful, but I didn't have bad intentions. I wasn't that awful. So if you're out there, you know, watch out. It's best to walk without your buds, but I know if you're going to do it, check your six all the time. Just continue.
All the time. Turn around.
Yeah, keep looking to see what's up there just for your own sake.
I do it, too, because I'm afraid somebody will sneak up on me, but then I'm like, well, nobody would want to take me at all.
That's what I say, too. I'm like, yeah, they're going to haul this big old butt out somewhere. Go ahead and try.
So that's my little piece of advice for you today.
So I know you're dying to know about the fact that cleaning toilets pays off, and I mean, it literally does. I helped my mother's neighbor get ready for a hot date he's got tonight. Coming into town, and basically I totally scrubbed an entire bachelor pad. And when I say bachelor pad, shoo boy, this place was the hot mess express, okay?
Hairs everywhere.
Not even hairs. I was surprised that there was not more hairs. But when that this house was a mess, whew. It was like the garbage truck kind of exploded in
now
there.
How bad was it really?
It was bad. I mean, let's put it this way. My mom walked in because she was going to help me, freaking out. Oh, God, this is awful. I was like, okay, Mom, it's not that bad. But it was pretty bad. It only took me about 3 hours. My mom came in to help me. So without my mom, it probably would have taken me about 4 hours to clean it. Yep.
So
I should have taken before pictures, man.
So it's what an ex-girlfriend of mine would call girl clean. There's boy clean and there's girl clean.
And there was no such thing as boy clean before I walked in there.
Okay.
He even said, so he goes, it needs a woman's touch. I was like, yep, it sure does. Okay. So he is living a little spicker and spanner today, and I think I might have me a new weekly client to keep that house
okay,
clean.
Okay, good for you. Good for you.
Nice side hustle. Good.
Yes.
Good. I like it. Annie, maybe you can help me with this, but I have a problem. And yesterday I realized I have a very bad problem, and it is keeping plants alive.
What'd you kill or what's wilting?
Went by over the weekend. There was a bouquet of tulips at the farmer's market. Nice. Mm-hmm. Great. They hadn't bloomed yet, so they were right there at it. We brought them home. We put them into a vase, as they say. And, like, half of them are great. They've opened up. They look great. They're thriving. The other ones are just turning black.
My first question is always, when you put a flower in a vase, did you cut the stems at an angle before putting them in there?
We cut the stems at an angle. And then I even said, well, after they started looking like they were dying again, I said, I'll take those out and just maybe trim just a little bit more off the bottom to give them, try to get them going again. Nothing. I am flabbergasted.
Are they in the sun? Like, are you having them somewhere the sun's hitting them?
They're near the sun. Now, I did set them out for like maybe 10 minutes in the sun to get like a jolt. Didn't work.
No. I wonder when maybe they cut them, and I'm sure, depending on where you went, they had them in water, but.
Maybe it was a mixed bag, like some were from an older, like a different area.
And they were trying to kind of get them to spread out and say, okay, well, maybe these will kind of help these look better or something. You know, I'm not a huge tulip person, especially cutting them, putting it in a vase kind of tulip person. So I'm not the professional in that department, but you did everything that sounds right. And as long as they have water and you got them in direct sunlight, that's better than none or a lot because I don't know what they take.
Leave them in the water until they're all just decrepitly dead, and then sniff the water.
Flower water is the worst.
It is. It's nothing smells worse than flower water, man.
And then take a sip of it.
No!
I'm a third string dreamer on a second.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Place tame down to one. Down to one.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
Finally, Friday. Yeah, the weekend is hours away. Red Nose Friday, good vibes. If you follow this little saga that we do, I found out 2 days ago that Chase does not like club sandwiches.
Yeah, not a fan. Just seemed kind of plain
so
to
dumb.
Me.
So
I can't even get my head around that. That is so unbelievable to me. So it was on my mind so much yesterday that after an appointment that I had yesterday, I happened to be in that area. So I hit the Old Town Draft House for what I think is probably the best club sandwich in the triad.
It is good. It is.
And their potato salad is fantastic, too, by the way. It's different, but different good. Because I know what you're thinking. He's saying different. It's going to not. No, it's good. So, yeah, I enjoyed it yesterday in your honor. And next week, we're going out. You're going to have a club, and I'm going to turn you.
See, I feel like I motivated you. To get out there and,
overeat.
Get a club sandwich. I feel like,
right.
Yeah, overeat too. I feel like I've done my duty for the week.
That club sandwich is so thick you can barely get your mouth around it. It's your kind of sandwich. You'd love it. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't get it. Layers upon layers of meat and cheese and bread. So what's wrong?
Just eating that yesterday made me feel so good. I'm still feeling good. That's my good vibe.
I believe it. My good vibe today is that I helped to, I guess, the nation and, you know, North Carolina be one step closer to getting back to normal, and I got my COVID vaccine yesterday. I went over to the Harry, oh, never mind, I can't say that on air. I went to the Harris Teeter and,
Okay.
My mom was always called it something else my whole life, and I just about defaulted to that name. Anyways, I went to the old Harris Teeter. And went to their pharmacy and got my shot. And I only have to do it one time. I got the Johnson & Johnson. So
nice.
I'm done.
It's nice. They make the no-tear shampoo as well. So that's good.
And remember that.
Well, this was a no-tears vaccine for sure.
All right.
Good. The other day I went out walking. And big shout out to the people who were driving down the road at this time. There was a guy in this older... It almost like an older VW, like beach buggy almost. Mm-hmm. And he was coming down the road and everybody flies through there. And there was this little golden retriever from the house next door as I was walking, was so fascinated with me walking, he ran out into the road.
Oh no!
Well, he ran out into the road and the guy stopped, slammed on the brakes, and blocked the traffic from going through until I could help walk him back across the street to his owner.
Oh my gosh, so first you save a plant, and now you've saved an animal. Who are you?
You're almost a superhero.
Well, honestly, my back is hurting today.
Oh, God, there he goes.
I have a pinched nerve in my upper back from this being great.
We're not going to give him a cake just yet.
Yeah.
Tell me, do I make you wanna?
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Good morning. Friday's here.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for the weekend. Hey, some news out of the UK this morning. Prince Philip has died.
Yeah.
He was 99.
I tell you what, that's a long time. And I tell you, he did most of his public appearances all the way up until about like a year ago.
You imagine,
and here I am, 29, in pain over my back.
This guy, can you imagine the stories a guy like that could tell? What has he been through in his 99 years? Wouldn't you love to just hear those stories? I would love to hear those stories.
The change of technology, too, watching it unfold, it just blows my mind.
It's really something. But anyway, Prince Philip dead at 99. It'll be all over the web world today, all over the interwebs. Hey, I guess you may have heard by now, giving away a copy of Luke Bryan's new album, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. We're going to get you a copy, and to do that, you got to play a little game with us. And let me just tell you right out, you're going to win.
Yeah, basically.
You're going to win this contest.
It's in sports terms, it's a layup.
It is a layup. Thanks, sports guy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's a layup. You know, if you swing the bat just right, it lays right up in there.
Right into the hoops, and you get a goal.
That's right. So here's what we're doing. It's Luke B or Luke C. We'll give you lyric lines from songs from both those guys, and you got to tell us whether it's Luke B or Luke C. Luke's got a new song. It's called Waves. Don't worry if you didn't hear it this morning. I'll play it again for you at 8 o'clock. Which call are we taking? Let's play this contest right now. It's fun. Let's do it. Which one?
Eight.
Caller 8, and she just keeps going
out. Wow, yes, she does.
Caller 8, 680-WOLF. Let's play this game and have a little fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up to the Wolf Show, 735. Yeah, you know what day it is. What day is it, guys?
It's Friday!
Let's do it!
Give me a go-no-go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go flight.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Telmute.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Miss me?
Fridays are my favorite days.
Maximum effort.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
Come on now.
We're getting close.
Right now.
Here we go.
You and me.
You got it.
We all know the drill.
But it's Friday.
Do what you wanna do. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Yeah, bring your string and ask for a chirp.
Oh, I didn't think we'd have time for any music.
Got time to breathe. Got time for music.
Sunset through. Can't talk today.
Take two.
Boy.
Michael Axe of Winston-Salem, Casey Stewart of Thomasville, Travis Moser of Kernersville, Tommy Buchanan of Winston-Salem, Sandy Pope of High Point, Vicky Duncan of Yadkinville, and for the weekend, we've got Michael Cox, who's turning 13 years old, Tabitha Jennings of Archdale, Jenny Leonard of Lexington, Megan Reeves of Moxville, Ashley O'Neill of Pinnacle, Simon Freud of Burlington, and Cynthia Fain of Snow Camp. We ain't doing no celebrity birthdays because y'all are the celebrities today.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you. Hope you have the best weekend ever if you are celebrating. And if you want to get your birthday shouted out by us, go to all you got to do is DM us, Facebook and Instagram at 931TheWolf. You can also text it to us, 680-9653, and at the website, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Wake up with The Wolf Show, 806, Law and Order time. Now, who would have ever thought, who would have ever guessed that the best way to get away with a crime would be to dress like, you know, like some hat comic at the Chuckle Hut on open mic night? This is what this guy did. It's so simple, nobody's ever even thought of it before.
Okay.
Here's the story. A guy in his mid-20s robbed a bank in Germany this past Tuesday. He pulled out a gun, demanded money, and took off with a huge sack of cash.
Mm.
But when the cops asked the bank staff and the witnesses to describe the guy, they could not describe any facial features, even though he was unmasked.
Why?
I'm glad you asked that question, because they were too distracted by his colorful 80s-style tie.
So he was tasteful.
He knew what
okay.
he was doing.
Yeah, he was.
The police say, quote, he did it very cleverly. Everyone focused on that ugly tie and paid no attention to his face. He's still out there at large, and police have absolutely no leads.
Oh, my gosh. That's like the perfect crime.
Just look for the stupid tie.
No, you got to get rid of it then.
Yeah, but think about how simple that is. The guy goes, hey, I bet if I walk in there in this ugly, big, wide, colorful tie, everybody be looking at that. They won't even see my face.
Tim Buck says he's a clown.
You mean a career clown? That's what he does for a living?
Yes. And that's where the funky tie came from.
I'm sure nobody thought
of that. Look for the clowns. Look for them. There's your lead.
Thanks, Annie.
Wow. You're welcome.
Where were you back in Sherlock Holmes day?
Yeah.
Annie, the game's afoot.
Look for the clowns.
And now it's time for
five things you need to know.
And on Friday, we mix it up. Five fun facts to kick off your weekend. Did you know that the fax machine was invented the same year people were traveling on the Oregon Trail?
No, the military had access to the fax machine system before the general public did.
That's how it normally goes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But the year, in case you're wondering, was 1843. So that was, as you would say, back in the day.
I'm sorry, we had a fax machine in 1843?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we still use them at the office. It's true.
Holy mess. Hey, I can't believe that.
Hey, mind blown.
I am.
That's why I'm here, especially on Fridays. Did you know carrots were originally several colors, and the most common one was purple? But Dutch farmers in the 16th century bred red and yellow carrots to make orange ones, since it was their royal color, and those become the standard today.
Man, you got some good ones today.
Yeah, who are you?
Gosh, these are awesome. Wow. Well, where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Wow.
I know. Annie's not going to like the next one because it has to do with space, but I care less.
Yeah. I want to hear
what her opinion is. It takes 248 years for Pluto to orbit the sun. That means between the time Pluto was discovered in 1930, named a planet, and then eventually declassified and demoted to a dwarf planet in 2006, it didn't even make it halfway through one orbit.
So essentially a day is like how long?
1 year, one Earth year so is 248 years.
So
there.
Their solar year is 200, over 200 years. Solar day.
248 years. So the last time 248 years ago. Think about that. That was one rotation.
This is information overload. You lost me at dwarf. Actually, that's the only word I heard was dwarf.
Hey, man.
We usually lose you at any break in general, right?
You think you've got a long day? Be glad you ain't working on Pluto.
Pluto, or right next door. Never mind. I'm not even.
It's all real nerdy in here. I can't breathe.
That's right. What about a year on Uranus?
Yeah, so you beat me. You beat me to it.
Y'all are so funny.
I'm just saying.
12-year-olds.
You're funny because you said anus.
did you have time to think about this during the tease? See, that was a great tease. Here's the payoff. The candy's name in France is called Very Bad Kids. What is it in the U.S.?
Sour Patch Kids.
Licorice.
That's it.
Sour Patch?
Oh.
You got it right, Dale.
I love Sour Patch Kids. I love candy. I really do. And you know, it's fun tasting candy from other countries because it's different. You know, they have like different candies, you know, in the UK. One of the most popular candies that has come from other countries, basically Japan, is the, it's kind of like Starburst. There are like three brands of that chewy candy. There's Mamba and there's Starburst. And I can't remember that other one, but they're all very tasty. And you can buy them in the U.S. now.
Did you know that candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker?
This has been today's edition of...
One, two, three,
four,
five things you need to know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.